Hey, hey, welcome to the Lifeaholic Podcast. This is Tinu Kemi, and I'm happy to have you here. If this is your first time, welcome, welcome, welcome. I really hope you'll like it here. And if you're part of the family already, I truly appreciate you for coming back this week. So how are you? I hope things are going on fine with you and with those you love. I pray that you will enjoy the goodness of God and the kindness of men in the areas that you desire in Jesus' name. I pray for you that every concern or burden that you have will meet with the grace and mercy of God, and it will turn into a story of joy and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Today, I just want to share some encouragement with you. So much is happening in the world right now, and a lot of it is not good. In fact, the news and events happening around us can even be downright scary. We have wars and unstable situations going on in different parts of the world. And economically, there is a lot of negative forecast. And if you live in Nigeria or Africa, generally, it's not funny out there. To be honest, so much is going on, and there is hardly anyone who has not been affected or hit in some way or another. But we're not here to discuss the not-so-good situations. We just want to acknowledge that these are unusual times. These are uncertain times, economically, politically, and in many other ways. And even as we acknowledge that these are uncertain times, we want to acknowledge and superimpose an even greater truth on it. That for us, the children of God, there is certain grace available for uncertain times. There is certain wisdom available for uncertain times. There is certain strength, certain strategy, certain provision available for uncertain times. This means that things may be topsy-turvy all around, but our own grace, our strength, our provision, our strategy, our wisdom, our succor is certain and it's sure. The times may be uncertain, unpredictable. It has been said that naturally speaking, we are living in a VUCA world, a volatile, uncertain, complex, and ambiguous world. But for us, things can be stable, certain, simple, and clear. We do not have to be tossed to and fro like people who do not have an anchor in stormy times. We do have an anchor. The Lord Himself is our anchor and our refuge. In the midst of stormy VUCA times, we can always enjoy the shield of God's protection and favor. When God sent Moses and Aaron to demand that the Israelites leave Egypt, Egypt was in chaos. Egypt was ruined economically, financially, politically, spiritually, and in unimaginable ways. Yet there was a steady distinction in the land of Goshen where the Israelites lived. We are people of distinction. God is for us, and nothing can be against us, regardless of what may be going on in the world around us. So I want to share a few things that can remind and help us to maintain the right mindset and take the right actions in this season, so that not only will we thrive, we can also strengthen other people. The first thing I want to remind you of is that while things may be changing or uncertain around us, the one inside us has not changed, and He is the greater one. Greater is He that is in you than whatever is in the world. He is the Lord of all seasons, whether it is a season of peace or a season of instability, whether it is a season of plenty or a season of famine. Nothing catches Him by surprise. Actually, all the seasons fall right into His plan. Do you remember the days of Isaac when there was a famine in the land? He told Isaac to remain in that land. And when Isaac obeyed and planted, he had explosive, unusual success and wealth, the kind he didn't even have when there wasn't a famine. So, how bad are things around you? Famine has a God. Financial instability has a God. Economic instability has a God. He was God then, He is God now. He was Isaac's God, and He is your God and Father. You have access to Him for unusual wisdom and instruction to thrive through these times. His direction and your obedience will bring explosive success for you in Jesus' name. Amen. The second thing I want to share is riding on the first one. And that is, we already have access to what we need in times like this. We may need many things, of course, but two of the most important things we need are peace and wisdom. Peace, regardless of what's going on around us. Wisdom, to know the steps, the specific steps to take. And in the book of James chapter 1, we are encouraged to ask God for wisdom as much as we need it, as many times as we need it. And we are promised that He will liberally give us without judging or shaming us for needing it. And we have the promise that when we turn to God in prayer and thanksgiving, instead of worrying, we will have His peace guard our hearts. So this is not the time to run around out of fear, looking for every popular opportunity, including even the ones that do not glorify God, just because we are desperate and afraid. This is not the time to make decisions that are not inspired by God or faith, especially long-term decisions. This is not the time to make decisions out of fear. This is the time to dig and guard our hearts with the peace of God and to burrow deeply for our own specific life-changing wisdom. The third thing I want to share is that we were made for such a time as this. In Isaiah 60, God tells us to rise and shine. For our light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon us. He said, "Darkness covers the earth, and deep darkness covers the people." And that is exactly what we are seeing today. There is so much darkness around. We are light, and we can shine the light we have. The tendency at a time like this is for us to hold back and try to hoard our possessions and our gifts, but that is not who we are. We are light. Each person has an individual light they may shine, and the light comes in different capacities. Some of us can give financially to help people. Some of us may have words of encouragement. Some of us may lend a helping hand to relieve someone who is under a lot of pressure. It may be something small, but it is significant and it counts in times like this. You may just adjust something for your colleagues or your subordinates or your employees, and it will make a difference for them. You may do something as small as leave the change for someone when you buy something. We can all be light. We can be saviors. We are saviors for such a time as this. Financial saviors, emotional saviors. We can go out of our way to use our gifts to help. We can give our time. We can share our space. We can even use our spiritual gifts to be light. At the very least, we can pray for people and for the happenings around us. We are Christ's ambassadors in a needy world, and He is counting on us. And this also helps to take the focus from us and shift it on the world around us. The final thing I want to remind us of is to watch what we say. Situations like this come with the temptation of saying negative things and speaking words of hopelessness. We need to be extremely intentional about directing our tongues to say the things God has said about us. So while things may be topsy-turvy all around us, we have blessings and promises we should be declaring. This will not only change us from within, our personal circumstances will be the better for it too. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. We need to speak life into our lives and situations, regardless of what's going on around. Let us pray. Father, we thank You for Your unchanging love and grace concerning us, regardless of what is happening in the world. Regardless of the things happening around us, thank You for already blessing us with everything we need for life and godliness. We receive Your unusual peace and wisdom to navigate this season and to help others in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for joining me on today's episode of the podcast. Please share this podcast with as many people as you know. Encourage them. If you can't find the words to encourage people, sharing this podcast is a way you can encourage them, and I would really appreciate it. If you have not subscribed to the podcast, please do so on whatever app you are listening on. It will help you to get notifications when new episodes come out. Thank you so very much for joining me. I'm grateful for you, and I will see you next week by God's grace. Bye.